about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
But look, I'll say like this though, right? It's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right, you feel me? So if they was me, or if I had an opportunity to let these little young sahabs know something, I say take care of y'all money, African, because that don't last forever.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And when they bring that high, hard one in, I stand in and lean back, and then just bam. And it sails away out through the universe like a radio wave that goes past Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, through the black hole, and into many other galaxies yet named.
Oh, how'd you get so cute? How'd you get so cute? You're so cute. You're so cute. You're so cute.
And now,
today is Monday. Thanks for telling us.
Our feature presentation.
Today is Monday, by the way. That's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's the 13th of January. Allie, how was the big dress-up party?
It was really fun. And I almost texted the two of you two specific costumes. And you would have been like, all right, that party ain't too bad. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande. There were two other Stevie Nicks, which upset me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
Which one of you took home the crown or the title or whatever you got?
There were no crowns nor titles. Okay. We're talking about a dress-up party for my friend's 40th birthday, and it was you dress up as any top 40 artist of any decade. So there were Dolly Partons. There were Garth Brooks. The Ariana Grande, her husband came as Macklemore. Not Macklemore.
God. That would have been awesome.
That would have been really weird.
Thrift shop stuff?
Yeah, no. As, gosh.
Pete Davidson?
Not helping. I know exactly. We know who she's talking about.
Mac
helping.
Miller.
Yeah, all right.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. There were really a lot of Guns N' Roses, obviously, because Slash is an easy one. I could have let them borrow my hat that I wore for my Stevie Nicks. But it was a blast. My friend Vanessa showed up in a red latex bodysuit with a little microphone that was tucked behind her ear. And I was just like, oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. But my favorite was she walked out for the Uber and they said, Vanessa. And she goes, it's Britney, bitch. I was like, this is the greatest night of my life.
Question. Not a lot of ironic wearing.
No, like, everyone went full out for this. Yeah. They really were enjoying themselves. A lot of them said, hey, heard the segment. What's up with Kevin and Jensen?
I mean, we were mocking Allie on Friday.
I still am, just so it's out there.
Because, you know, dress up party.
Yeah. Well, when you say dress up party, that's like that
costume party.
Yeah. Dress up party is, oh, I have to wear a suit. That sucks.
Yeah, that's not good.
When you have to dress up like, oh, I have to put on nylons. First of all, no one puts on nylons.
Yeah,
that was a very weird example.
I do, but, right.
Are you time traveling? yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy you had fun.
It was a blast. It was an absolute
blast. That's
the
best out ever. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for you.
A lot of salt and pepper were there.
A lot of.
Yeah, no, just salt and pepper.
Oh, okay.
But that was cool.
How many people total?
That were there?
Yeah.
I'd say 150 maybe.
Wow. That's a lot of costumes.
Yeah.
And everyone in costume.
Full blown costume. However,
I'm a little sad I missed it.
I will say this about my friend Anjali. She showed up in a black shirt, black pants, and a jean jacket, but she had a lot of laminates. And I was like, what are you? She's like, you don't think you people need an agent? I'm your agent. And I was like, okay.
For everybody else there?
That's brilliant. You are now my favorite person. Yeah, people were having such a good time. And it was one of those things that Omar and I talked about during the segment. Somebody walks into the party and you're like, oh! And everybody gets all excited when usually you'd just be like, oh, there's Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cares. But Fred dressed up as, you know, Diana Ross. I don't know who Fred or who dressed up as Diana Ross.
But it was a big hit.
Yeah, it was huge.
Would have been had that guy been there and dressed up like Diana Ross.
It was really fun, you guys.
It sounds like fun.
Big ups, Huntington Beach.
As long as everybody's into it, it's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If some people aren't, then it's like, I don't know.
You know Kelly from the OC...
Yeah. Register.
Is it OC Register?
Yeah.
Or the other one? She works for one of them.
It's OC Register.
Down there. She was Billie Eilish. three Billie Eilishes there, which right, made me laugh.
But super comfortable.
Super comfortable.
Her outfit.
Just the hair in two buns and a...
And pajamas.
Basically.
Yeah.
But my favorite was Chip, rest in peace, came back from the dead and texted her and said, are you at the same party that Allie's at? Because if not, this is so weird
that
you're
bizarre.
Both at the same themed party in Huntington Beach. But it was a blast. So happy birthday, Kara. Mm-hmm. Way to throw a killer party. It was fun.
Jensen, you were training over the weekend, I saw.
I was. I worked my hardest to make sure that my hands are as soft as humanly possible. I didn't even touch my baby for the whole weekend. Said, you know what? I don't want to touch a thing.
Worth it.
Adler.
If he's crying, I have to wait till my wife gets in the room. Mm-hmm. I just not even going to touch a baby.
Do you just yell at him? I'm doing a soft off.
Yeah, I go, it's a bit on the radio. We're committed. I just stare at him and then I hold my hands up in the air.
I did see pictures with your hands in plastic
bags.
Were you doing like a scrub and then you did a little paraffin?
Right. I didn't even want the air to touch.
Sure.
So I was nervous that any sort of outside environment could affect my results. And so the bags were on while I was out or home.
Out. Did you say out?
Out and about.
Oh,
yeah,
you just left your house?
I left my house.
With the bags on the hands?
Bags on the hands. Sure. Eating at the breakfast place.
I'm sure.
With the bags. The whole thing.
What's with the bag hands over here?
I don't know. Did you see Dave? He posted a bunch of stuff with him.
Stuff.
First of all, he was in Vegas. So you're already dehydrated.
Yeah.
So he's posting a lot of stuff with lotion, but then later in the afternoon, he was on a driving range. And
I'm
like, oh, you are screwed.
I saw that.
You are absolutely screwed, Dave.
Because there's no way touching any, like having any sort of grip or anything. That is a major, major faux pas.
He is not taking this seriously.
No. And
you forget pillows.
Right, he says his hands feel like pillows,
people
and he's been told it before. Yeah.
People have told me my hands feel like pillows. That's what he said.
He said that, and
in
he was dead serious.
Earnestness, yeah.
I woke up with a confidence today.
Uh-huh.
Again, for people who didn't hear this last week, we are having a soft off, judged by the head of HR here.
One of the weirdest arguments that ever broke out, which is my hands are soft. Oh, mine are softer.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's based on us doing no manual labor throughout our lives.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So that's coming up this morning.
It's going to be tense, you
see
guys.
Who wins.
It's going to be tense.
Let's talk about the... Wait, first of all, is there any money on it?
I did think...
There should be...
Is there a way to make a bet that's not even money? Yeah. Is there something that we could do...
You have to wear the bags on your hands for the rest of the week.
Is it not knowing that you have the softest hands, that's not enough for you guys?
I mean,
you
to be honest,
more?
the title, I'll wear the championship belt forever.
Right.
That's... Yeah, there's a belt.
Okay.
I feel fine with it. But if you want to put some money on it, I'm definitely down.
All right. Let's talk about the rest of today's show, shall we?
Okay.
We have great news because it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, the soft off. And if you missed it, the judge is our head of HR.
Yes. We're keeping this as serious as we can get.
It's official, yeah.
We were all just afraid that could go very south and then we would be meeting with her anyway. So let's just have her in the room.
Okay. Cut out the middleman.
Why not? I'm good at speaking.
Mm. Okay.
We all know that.
Sure.
Maybe don't take Ambien. Maybe that's possibly a bad idea. We've done this topic before, and we could do it every third day, and it would just be...
Still fresh ideas.
So many different people taking Ambien and telling stories about the crazy things that happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up this morning as well. Plus, your tickets to see Coldplay at the HC Radio Sound Space at our new location here at K-Rock. We will take a quick break and we'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we have great news. And we also have your tickets to see Coldplay later this week as well. First, Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, the 92nd Academy Awards. We have the nominations. They will be airing Sunday, February 9th on ABC. Who's up for what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you. Best Picture. 1917, Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasites.
Parasite.
People were saying, okay, it's going to be a nominee for international film. Will it be nominated for Best Picture? It sure was.
Yeah.
Actor in a leading role, Antonio Banderas.
That's a by the way, didn't even know he was in a movie.
Was he
this
in
year.
A movie?
He's in a movie called Pain and Glory.
Right.
Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, and Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes.
Mm-hmm.
Actress in a leading role, Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger for Judy. For supporting role, Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, Laura so Dern. What?
Sorry. No, so he she was so good in that.
Every time he hears Kathy Bates, he goes, so good.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Rudy Ho!
You saw Richard Jewell and you enjoyed it.
And she was amazing.
The acting was great. Yeah.
Laura Dern for Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh for Little Women, and Margot Robbie for Bombshell. For actor in a supporting role, listen to these names for actor in a supporting role. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins.
How is he a supporting actor in that movie? I didn't see it.
The journalist would
be... Is that about him?
Well, it's about a journalist who... interviews him. So the journalist is considered the main actor, and then Tom Hanks is considered the
Do they do the thing where they go, oh, I'm not going to win the best actor, so I'm going to go up as...
Supporting
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't need to do that. Yeah. Because when I name you the people,
yeah,
Tom this might wish that he was in.
I was going to say, this is the heaviest of heavies, yeah.
So supporting role, Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes. Al Pacino, The Irishman. Joe Pesci, The Irishman. And Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wow.
Supporting roles, guys.
Yeah.
For directing, he did Parasite, Bong Joon-ho for 1917, Sam Mendes, Todd Phillips for The Joker, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, and Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's weird. Is Greta, is she on the next
No,
page?
I don't think she was nominated.
Oh, no, she wasn't, because she got lady parts. Adapted screenplay, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, and The Two Popes. Original screenplay, 1917. I was going to add a whole date. Knives Out.
Good. I like that.
Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. So those are the biggies. Sorry if you wanted to hear other categories. You can look it up.
Look them up.
You can. I believe in you, you guys. Big TV news, big movie news, lots of stuff happening. But here's the most important, you guys.
If it has to do with Halloween, with Christmas Hallmark movies, I'm out.
Wow.
Just putting it out there.
It's weird. It's a weird response.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No. This is going to be, it's going to be a big time for all of us because a very famous killer doll is getting his own TV series. That's right. Sci-Fi is giving a straight-to-series order to Chucky. It's going to follow the murderous exploits of the red-haired doll possessed by the spirit of a serial killer.
Hail Satan.
Listen, the guy who wrote the film franchise, very hands-on. So he created the show. He's creating this show, Mr. Don Mancini. He's also going to pen the adaptation. He's also going to direct the first episode, and he's going to serve as showrunner.
Wow.
Ain't nobody getting their hands on Chucky. Don Mancini. Excellent.
Anyone ever thought to themselves, I wish Child's Play was a TV show?
I mean, I'll watch.
Not really going to watch.
Okay.
Okay, when you saw Child's Play in 1988, you loved it.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw Child's Play 2, loved it?
I did. I remember 2's good. Okay. And then we're going to get to The Bride eventually.
Child's Play 3.
Don't remember it. 3, forgettable.
Bride of Chucky.
Loved it.
Seed of Chucky.
Never saw it.
Curse of Chucky.
Okay, now you're making
Cult
them up.
Of Chucky.
You're making them up now.
Child's Play remake.
Didn't see it.
You guys.
Wow.
6 sequels followed the original Child's Play.
6 seasons in a movie.
I love it.
They've
you guys,
done it.
But here's what they're going to do. In this rebooted version of Chucky's story, a small town is terrorized by a string of murders following the appearance of a vintage Chucky doll at a yard sale. Guess what? Origin story! Yes! You guys!
Didn't know I wanted it, but I do.
I need it! I need it, I need it, I need it. Ugh. Also, some news at the TCAs this weekend,
mm-hmm.
where Amy Poehler announced herself that, hey, guess what? Going to be back for the Golden Globes on NBC in 2021. So
yay!
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will be back. They have hosted 3 times before. And, of course, then Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, the combo of Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh. So it's good to have those two back. That will be fun. I will enjoy it. But really, Chucky.
It feels like people get... You don't need a host,
mm-hmm.
but if you can get Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, then you do it.
You do it,
right?
Yeah.
Kimmel has that kind of pass as well. Mm-hmm. It's like those are the ones...
They're the exceptions.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Anytime they would do it, you have them.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to see the Oscars doing it for the second time in a row.
No host?
Yeah, with no host, yeah.
I kind of dig it.
Do you know who I was thinking?
Who?
Chucky?
Oh, man.
To host the whole thing?
Do you think that he was waiting for this announcement and now he's like, still available?
Put me in a tux.
Oh, and overalls come off fast, yeah. But he would still wear the little rainbow-colored shirt
underneath
it, so you'd see it poke through.
Sounds like we have the pitch.
God, I love Chucky so much. I was super pumped when I saw this Chucky.
Super pumped.
Who knew?
You went with super pumped.
Super pumped.
All right.
Woo, Chucky. All right, some birthdays for you. Is she the greatest human being on the face of the earth? Possibly. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
All right.
Happy birthday. Liam Hemsworth. Shonda Rhimes. Another great human being. Patrick Dempsey. I'll say this about Patrick Dempsey. Yeah, we love him. Grey's Anatomy. Wonderful. Sweet Home Alabama. Great. The one where he was Ronald and
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. Thank you.
Don't have the time to let her sit on that.
Thank
one.
You. You're right. this man does so much to raise money for cancer in his hometown back in Maine. And he's a beautiful human being that does a lot under the radar. So happy birthday, Patrick Dempsey. I love you.
He's a bad man.
Pretty bad, you know, but bad, like...
We had time for that, but not for me to help her on
that. Yeah, thank you. An 80-second soundbite. 80? That's a weird choice. And that's what's happening.
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is 25 minutes after 6. Mm-hmm. I'm a professional announcer.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Hall of Fame.
Right?
Two Hall of Fames,
yeah.
It is the 13th of January, and the count is only up to 8.
Which I'm more than impressed with.
Two of those rallies.
Yep. Yeah. And by count, what do you mean?
Saying the wrong name of the show,
sure.
Which I've said for 30 years.
Yes. Yeah. Which has to be a difficult thing to break.
Yes.
Both Ali and I were ready to console you, ready to hold you close, tell you it's going to be okay. We don't even have to do that.
No.
You're killing it.
I am killing it.
It's impressive, Kevin.
Thank you.
It truly is.
Maybe you're feeling too confident? Do you know what I mean? Like maybe all your other guards are down?
Oh, that could be.
Okay.
Well, but I mean, it's the name. Yeah, listen, we recorded a promo on Friday.
Right. Yeah.
And it was for today's show.
Right.
So we say, hey, we'll see you Monday, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I may have had a problem or two. I don't feel like either of you were helpful in that particular case.
Well, we can't get in your head.
Yeah,
but yeah.
We were letting you work it
letting
out.
Letting you run.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So this is from Friday, and it's me attempting to promote today's show. Mm-hmm. Am I starting?
You are.
Okay. All right.
Bitch.
Hey, party people. Monday morning on Kevin. How do I say that?
Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
But I can say the.
Monday on Kevin in the Morning
with Ali and Jensen.
You were already confused about what the name of the show is.
Also, Ali starting with, all right, bitch, is probably a terrible word.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not helpful.
The problem is the word the, because I used to say the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right.
So when you say the, you sort of have to follow up with show, and that's not in the name anywhere.
No.
So every time I would get to the word the, I would stop and go, well, I don't know how to.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was just the very beginning.
Okay.
Money. So that was me starting and Ali cursing at the exact same time.
Correct.
Which we do sometimes just to screw with each other.
Especially if we're having problems.
Yeah.
Maybe Friday wasn't the day to do it.
Oh, I respect it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank God, because I said money. Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Continue to weigh your... Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Continue to weigh your...
We're getting to a break. We're getting to a break.
See, now, here's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. You're not taking the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody starts laughing, going, oh, this might be it.
Yeah.
We know that I've had many hits over the years.
I was just laughing because you were trying to go faster, so maybe we wouldn't notice you saying, wear your way in.
I did say that about three times.
I was trying to figure out what you were weighing. What is he saying?
No,
wear your way in, weigh your wherein. It took many
what
turns.
What is he trying to wear?
Win your way
win
in.
Win your way in is what I was supposed to be saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not saying that as much as something else. Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Judge. Stop laughing. It doesn't help when you're laughing.
I'm not even looking at
it. That was going to be great.
I'm not going to look.
That last one was going to be great.
I know it was.
I'm looking down.
Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Ooh, boy. Oh, no.
In general, at work. Do you want to hear, oh, no.
And from two people that are now looking at a wall so they won't look at you?
No, please.
I don't want to get any eye contact at this point. I want you to feel completely alone.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I continued. Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Continue to weigh your win.
Oh. We're getting there. The sound space isn't the only thing with construction going on. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm not enjoying this as much as you guys.
Oh, God.
It's good.
Oh, God.
All right. What are the chances?
You got it. This one you got.
Shut up, Jensen.
You got it, Kevin.
Monday on Kevin and... That may have been the shortest one yet.
That was good.
After you both said you got it, that may have been the shortest one that I tried.
That's... All I know is before this, I'm like, do I have time to pee? No, let's just get through this. Okay.
Backfire.
Monday on Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Continue to win your way in at 9, noon, 3, and 6 to see Coldplay at the HD Radio Soundspace at K-Rock.
Plus, Kevin just got through that, so it's great news. We'll bring you that one.
We did a topic on Friday that went... better than I'd hoped.
Right. We expected not that many people to think that we've damaged our lives, and I think every listener's life has been damaged.
It does seem like that, where we have inside jokes. You understand the jokes because you listen to the show. Most people don't listen to the show, so when you use it out in the wild, your punchlines or whatever, that makes sense in the K-Rock, Kevin and Bean.
Add it to the book. It's okay, Kevin.
Kevin in the Morning.
30 years you've said that name. 30 years. It's fine.
Well, oh, wait. Hold up, though.
Oh, this is.
This
you know
topic.
What? This topic is, you know, about Kevin and Beanisms.
I'll take it back. I thought about
correct.
That.
Correct.
Yeah, you're not on the board, Kevin.
Woohoo!
I
congratulations.
Think about that. But I wonder if anything comes up from January 1st, then we'd have to go back to the button.
We would. Okay. But
no, but there's plenty that don't.
Okay, good.
So we're talking about things that you say that everyone else who doesn't listen to the show is like, well, that's inappropriate.
Yeah,
what
it
are
doesn't
you doing?
Make any sense.
Like, you booed somebody at CVS.
Yes. And everyone stopped.
Yeah.
Everyone froze and just looked at me. I was like, oh, I guess we don't do that here.
And there will never be a time that I hear someone say, I do believe, and I don't immediately go, I do believe.
Right.
Like, I don't.
But you sound like a crazy person if you're not in this context.
It's not a good look.
So we got a lot of tweets. File for puns. I say, obviously, like the drop on the show, which we've played, I don't know how many times.
Obviously.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey, yeah.
I love it.
We play that a lot, but nobody knows if they're not listening. They don't know that we play that, and why would you be saying it?
Yeah, right. No one would get it.
What about a guy at a call center for a utility company, and when people give their city name, he responds appropriately with, Glendale? Or Santa Monica?
Both of those have...
They're trying to say what city they're from, and he interjects that. That's
with
amazing.
So much enthusiasm, I assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was happy to see Arthur Robles on Twitter, right? And when they added a new flavor, I asked the churro person at Disneyland if I should eat it or beat it.
I mean, it's a churro. You got to eat it.
Yeah.
You got to eat
it. No matter what the flavor is.
Here's another tweet that I found very funny. I made the same white pants joke. Not knowing my boyfriend's dad knew that same reference. And we both sat in silence in a room full of people.
Awkward. You basically made a joke about anal with your boyfriend's dad.
Yes. Which I would guess most people's dads don't know that. It's not a joke. I mean, it's a fact.
I mean, the cool dads do. Yeah. Absolutely.
But imagine that's your boyfriend's dad. That seems like that would really suck.
From the 562, anytime I suspect somebody's not telling the truth, I say, such big liar, accent and all.
That's such big liar.
Lauren from Long Beach.
I love such big liar.
That's such big liar.
This is just insanity. The number of people that emailed and tweeted and texted.
So many of the things are, you know, not... correct grammar. So such big liar, people think you're a nut. Even this was a success. People must think, oh gosh, they don't know how to say success.
Yeah, we found that extremely funny that a news reporter, right?
Yes.
Said success and not success. And that made us laugh, so we played it 1,000 times. But nobody knows that unless they listen to the show.
Yeah.
I did get a few messages of people who say that anytime they're anywhere and they see that someone is serving chicken fingers, they have the feeling to walk up and ask,
do you have chicken fingers?
I mean, it only makes sense.
Doesn't seem like a smart decision.
I feel very bad for this woman's 15-year-old daughter that... when she tells about her friends' stories at school or talks to their parents about what's going on at school, she always ends with, "And that's what's happening."
Really?
So whoever wrote this was like, "Thanks, Allie. I appreciate it.
Some of them we've been doing for a long time and wrongly, like how I say Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Ariana Grande? So people are out among other people and they say it that way because it's a joke on the show.
Yeah. Right.
And then everybody looks at them like they're crazy.
Right.
So it's not only looking at me like I'm crazy, it's actually them
as
well. Victor Fuentes comes up a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it does in my mind too, like 1,000 times. Every single time I hear a couple, I hear Victor Fuentes.
A couple.
I do. It is strange starting on the show later than you guys because I also was a fan for most of these. Mm-hmm. And like it was already ingrained in my life, but now hearing them as much as I do while working here, it's impossible to stop it.
Yeah,
there's no way I can hear a couple and not immediately think, you know.
Victor Fuentes.
And whenever somebody says, "Do you have more information?" I go, "Too much information in Ed." And people think, "What is wrong with her? Why is she doing that?"
I've also been incorporating S and F in my life. Like, but normal, like with just around the house.
Uh-huh.
Who left this S out? Like, I immediately start talking in radio voice. Like,
so you don't say the word.
Well, I've stopped myself a couple times. Like, but I don't know why. It just flows out of my mouth sometimes right when I come back from work.
Well, sure,
amazing.
Because you sort of have to. Yeah.
Don't have to censor myself in my house though.
People always say,
"This is Santa Monica."
That happens a lot. The stuff that's been around for a long time. So I guess what we're saying is thank you all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For listening and for letting us ruin
your life.
What you look like out in public with your friends.
We've infiltrated every aspect in the wrong way.
Correct.
And keep doing it.
And keep doing it. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have great news. And then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm nervous.
I see the camera setting up outside.
My heart is pounding.
For the soft off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm going to put the trophy. I got to figure it out.
Do we have a trophy?
I hope so.
I mean,
I made room
belt
for it.
Yeah, earlier. You said belt.
You said
earlier.
Belt.
Oh, I think it's a belt and a trophy.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. We were going to get busy on that because we don't have much time.
Okay.
It's about a half hour from now.
All right. We're ready.
First, Allie's here with what's happening.
Kevin, you're a big I go see movies kind of guy.
Yep.
I mean, your picture was up at Arclight, for God's sake.
It sure was.
Gosh, I love movies.
You see anything this weekend?
I saw 1917.
I thought you might.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah. A lot of louds?
Yes, but...
More historical, and that's what you dig.
I dig history. You know that about me.
I do.
History and science.
Your two favorite things.
That's what I'm into.
All right. See, people might have believed it at first, but then they're like, "I'm out. It's not science."
No, but, you know, it has the same intrinsic, like, chance of death that, like, police jobs have and ERs and everything else. That's why there's so many shows about them.
Yeah.
And it was really, really amazingly done.
Was it tender?
Yes.
Yeah.
In parts.
You got pretty emotional.
Yeah, in parts, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Kevin.
Yeah. I don't want to give it away, but yeah, there are some parts where you go, "Whoa, I did not see that coming," and that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But really well done.
Have you seen any of the behind-the-scenes footage that's been leaking? It's incredible. So much of it is done practical. Like, they have explosions and people, that running scene, obviously, everyone's talking about is...
People really die.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's not what you meant by practical?
The real part.
Definitely changed people's reactions to it.
No.
But it's looks very real because they did it for real.
Although I will say this, that they were talking a lot about how they were doing half the movie in one take and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that sort of messed me up because I was thinking, they haven't edited here in a while, and you sort of get yourself out of the movie.
Oh, right.
How long is this going to go on? Like, that's a miracle, but you don't really want to be taken out of the movie.
Sure.
No.
But what a great movie that was.
Well, it did very well at the box office. Coming in number one, 1917 pulled in $36.5 million. It's first weekend in wide release, so that's a big deal. Followed up by number two, Rise of Skywalker with $15.5 million. Jumanji came in third, Lego Boss fourth, and Just Mercy, which I thought you might see, too.
I wanted to see that one, too, but I didn't have time.
I mean, there's always time this week.
Very busy.
I know.
I'm a busy person. I have all that stuff to do and people to meet and the things to do.
And the thing there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Running around town.
Right.
Well, Kevin, I know you're not a huge fan of this and you may be not even watching. And I get that.
Okay.
Jeopardy isn't for you. But the greatest of all time championship is for a lot of people. These numbers, you guys... are insane. If you don't know what the greatest of all time championship is, it's the three top guys. It's Ken Jennings, Brad I mean, God bless
by
you,
three,
Brad.
You mean two and one
and, yeah,
guy that won a sweepstakes to get on with the two best.
And James Holzhauer going head-to-head. First one to win three matches wins. We're at two with Ken Jennings, one with James. It picks back up again on Tuesday. So it was off the air Friday, off the air today, Monday. It'll be back on Tuesday. Ken could win it all on Tuesday.
Very exciting.
It would be even more exciting if James wins tomorrow. And then out of nowhere, Brad comes in, wins
see,
the next two.
Yeah, like, I want to see him just run the table.
Yeah, like the Kansas City Chiefs style. Yeah. Just shows up at the last minute.
Then it's just a true championship.
Yeah.
But listen to these numbers. How many people do you think are watching Jeopardy, the greatest of all time, at 8 p.m. on ABC?
Now, normally it's at 7, right? So this is not a...
Yeah, okay. This is now prime time. So to get these numbers, you are stoked if you are ABC.
I mean, I think you'd be stoked if you got 3 to 4 million.
Mm-hmm. 500, 4 million, 5 billion, 900, 13 million, 520,000.
Is that right?
I feel like Jensen's closer with that. Jeopardy, the greatest of all time, is averaging close to 15 million viewers in same-day ratings.
Wow.
That's not accounting for people that are like, oh, gosh, I'm going to watch it later or I'm going to catch up.
That's insane.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Just to give you an idea, because when you think of big numbers, it's usually a big sporting event, that type of thing.
Super Bowl. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Each episode of The Greatest of All Time has also outdrawn the first four games of the 2019 NBA Finals.
Okay.
The first five games of the 2019 World Series, and all but one of ESPN's Monday Night Football telecasts.
That's crazy.
And you guys, this is bonkers.
It's appointment television. I mean, which is rare to get because
absolutely,
a lot of people don't enjoy DVRing Jeopardy. I think it's kind of a weird thing to see the questions after they've been read live. So hopefully they're able to continue that.
So that's all comparing it to sports television. But in terms of entertainment programming, they still have 3.6 million viewers more than the number one entertainment show, which was NCIS, which had 11.3 million last week.
11.3 is amazing.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. It's insane. So Jeopardy heads, let's do this. Let's really bump it up this next week, right?
Because it needs to be bumped up from there?
I mean, let's just... Nerds
seems like you're being selfish now.
Let's do this.
You're doing well.
Do this. Yeah, ABC's got to be like, we did it. Good stuff. Guys, I don't know if we need it, but people love him. NBC is soon going to get its own version of Young Sheldon, but this sitcom is all about a real person.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Into Young Rock, essentially. So they planned an 11-episode comedy called Young Rock due next season that's going to explore the formative years of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, I hope this is about just him in the fanny pack and the black shirt and the chain.
It will be, but probably a little earlier, too. He's going to appear in every episode, but a younger actor yet to be cast will portray him. Here's how he explained his... he said he just had an unbelievable childhood that people don't believe. He said, you'll find Young Rock wreaking havoc on the streets of Hawaii, getting arrested, doing a lot of things I shouldn't do. We were evicted off the island and moved to all places, Nashville, Tennessee.
How do you get evicted?
How do you get evicted from a state?
That's insane.
How is that possible?
Like
he
was like sent away.
That's what I don't get. Was he maybe like kicked out of whatever place that his
like
family
a school
was living
and then
in,
couldn't get to another school
and
or
then
something?
Yeah, so he had to leave the island.
I like to think that when you like land in Hawaii, there's like a bunch of pictures. Do not let this person in. And one of them is The Rock.
Right. You can't come back.
Can't come
so
back
weird.
Ever.
Right?
Yeah.
So he moved to Nashville, Tennessee. He said, imagine me being in downtown Nashville, listening to country music at 15 years old, buying my first car from a crackhead for $70. We go into my high school years as Young Rock and my role as University of Miami football star until I got beaten out of my position by a young man named Warren Sapp, who went on to become one of the greatest defensive tackles of all time.
This show's nothing like Young Sheldon.
No. No. Guys, first of all, okay.
He got kicked out of Hawaii, you guys.
Right. That's the only unbelievable part.
That's fantastic.
You listening to country music, you live in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You buying a car, yeah.
Crackhead. We've all been there.
Okay, fine. You got beaten out by a player that was better in your position?
I mean, yeah. I've been there every year.
I know. Mm-hmm. But Young Rock, you guys, 11-episode comedy due next season.
He has that name right now and that recognition where just anybody goes, wait, The Rock, yes.
He's so likable.
Green light.
Say yes. Yeah, we got to see the black turtleneck, the fanny pack, the gold chain.
All that stuff would look cool.
Yeah. What if Young Rock, like High School Rock, wore that too?
It's like that was his uniform?
That was just it. That's why he got evicted from Hawaii. I mean, I need more info on that.
A fanny pack infraction.
The Rock can probably sell any show at this point.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like he can just walk into any network and be like, I want to do this.
He doesn't even have to say this. He just says, no, I want to do something. And they go, yeah, you're greenlit.
And for this to say he's going to appear in every episode, I mean, that's huge in itself. Yeah. That's crazy times. All right, some birthdays for you. Shonda Rhimes, Liam Hemsworth, Orlando Bloom, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Patrick Dempsey. And that's what's happening.
The cameras are being set up for the soft-off.
Oh,
very
boy.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
It's a big deal. I wanted to announce that the winner of the soft-off...
Uh-huh.
This is a competition around who has softer hands, by the way.
By the way, between the men on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they're fighting for that.
As to who has the least manual labor in their
life.
Yes,
pretty much.
The winner of the soft-off will take, and I just got this news from Dave, will take home
$5,000. That's just not true.
I would like to enter the soft-off.
That's just not true.
I made it up, but I want people to listen because I want people to know that I have the softest hands on the show. Dave had made that claim errantly.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
It's odd how proud you guys are of
it. That is strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, get ready. For your new champion of soft hands, me. If you see me in the streets, don't even ask to touch my hands because they're going to be championship hands. Yeah. And by the way, don't ever ask me to touch my hands.
But just because you're a germaphobe?
Yes, but I know for sure I'm going to win today.
And just because it's called the soft off and right there it sounds creepy, we have enlisted our head of HR to be the judge.
To keep this real.
It on the up and up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. First, every Monday morning, we come in, and the news can be super depressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we try to do the opposite on Mondays with great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
My story is about John Oliver Zippe. He is 6 years old, and for 3 years, he has battled leukemia. Mm-hmm. 3 of his 6 years. And he just finished his last chemotherapy and came back to school at the beginning of this year. And you will hear all of the kids and the staff and the parents and everybody lining the hallways, giving him a standing ovation as he comes into school.
It's beautiful.
Because he has beaten this.
A standing ovation inside St. Helen Catholic School in Newberry for a 6-year-old boy who has now won the biggest battle of his young life. John Oliver Zippe, also known as J.O., receiving his final round of chemo 2 days after Christmas, ending a 3-year battle with leukemia. So today, his classmates, teachers, and family took time out for a surprise celebration. But J.O.'s parents, John and Megan Zippe, say these past 3 years have been anything but easy. It was November 1st, 2016, when he was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. He spent 18 days in the hospital, followed by several years of chemo.
He also had a MediPort? MediPort, something like that, where it's like a permanent IV thing that they can draw blood and all that kind of stuff. So
they said for several years. He hasn't even been alive several years. That's so brutal. I mean, it's just like such a tough time.
So because of that, he can't join the other kids. He can't play. Yeah. He can't really do anything for those last 3 years.
But he never fell behind on academics, according to Principal Patrick Gannon.
Him having to miss some of the time was tough, but the class was just so happy to see him come back.
Happy. He loves everybody.
The celebration continued with a school assembly highlighting a video montage of John Oliver's courageous battle.
He loves planes. He's kind of an old soul. He loves World War II and all that kind of stuff. So he's really excited to be able to travel a little bit more now and do that kind of stuff.
He is six.
Yeah, he loves World War II.
He loves World War II. I guess he's kind of an old soul.
Hugs and tears for a young boy getting a fresh start on life.
You know, you want that for your child to grow up and get dirty and play outside and have fun. And we've kept him in a bubble. So we're excited. We're looking forward to the future and having our little boy back.
We just like having him out of the house is what I heard there. Just get outside and play.
He's moving out. Yeah.
The video of him walking through with his classmates on either side, just cheering for him, and him like, I don't want to look at any of you. Just looking at the floor.
It's a weird thing. Like, he doesn't know what to do with his hands. Yeah. He's so awkward.
He's so precious. I love him so very much.
Sweet. At that age, you don't really want that much attention on you.
Ever. No, you really don't. This is very sweet, and that's why it's my great news.
Sticking in that age group, my great news is about a 5-year-old student at an elementary school in Vista, California. Her name is Caitlin Hardy. She's a kindergartner at Breeze.
A what?
A kindergartner.
Kinter.
You sure did. Yeah,
she's a kindergartner at Breeze Hill Elementary School.
Does she have a chimney?
Well, she might. Get through the story. She overheard a parent say that she was having difficulty paying for an after-school program for her child. So she started asking questions and decided no student that she's friends with or that goes to her school should have any issue with that. So she set up a stand on December 8th, spending her Sunday selling hot cocoa, cider, and cookies. So Caitlin and her mom decided to take the $80 they collected and donate it towards paying off the negative lunch balances of 123 students at her elementary school.
Wow.
Which I thought was so sweet.
123 students were behind.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But her next goal, and now she's getting closer and closer, is to raise enough money to pay off not only the negative lunch balances at Breeze Hill, but the thousands of negative accounts that are at schools in the Vista Unified School District, which I was kind of bummed to hear that so many kids are behind in payments for their lunch.
Yeah.
Which was very sad. So to help her in her new mission, which she's calling on social media, hashtag Kiki's Kindness Project, is asking other students and staff at Breeze Hill, and if you want other school districts.
There's a couple of those hashtags. Yeah. You got to be real specific.
Got to be specific. Kiki's Kindness Project will host a hot cocoa and baked goods stand on Saturday to raise more money to pay off on Saturdays to pay off negative school lunch accounts at the school. So it's kind of amazing. And then after all the accounts in the entire school district have been paid off, she's going to use the money to help support school system programs that will be removed due to recent budget cuts. So I've become a little more focused and think it's kind of cool when these specific great news stories are just things you could do easily.
Mm-hmm. Anyone could do things.
You don't have to build a charity. You don't have to go find the best. You just help someone right in front of you. And that's why I thought Caitlin was so cool. And that's why it's my great news.
My story is about a man named Melvin who's been married to his wife Lois for 64 years. It's just a sweet story about how he drives over an hour away to pick up roses to give to his wife for each anniversary. And here's how it all started.
I started out with a dozen. Then when I got up to 13, I just started adding one just to be different. And I just kept it up. And now it would be impossible to stop it.
He wants to. You can hear it in his voice.
You can hear it in his voice.
Oh, I started this so long ago and I just can't get out.
This is why I picked the story. The video of these two is so cute. He's explaining it and then he's like, it's impossible to stop. I can't stop, you guys.
I went out.
It's so dang cute.
Kill me.
But he drives over an hour away each year for this, and it's something that Lois...
He should plant some roses.
That Lois just really looks forward to every single year. But to be married 64 years and get all of these different roses, and you may be saying to yourself, well, 64 years, how did they last that long?
You gotta learn to give and take, and you gotta
mostly give,
just give, put up with a lot that you normally wouldn't, but for love you can do it.
Put up with a lot.
He probably glared at her
that you normally wouldn't, he said. I felt
he wants out of everything. No. He doesn't want the flowers. No. He doesn't want the relationship.
I found so much joy in watching Melvin Bickle sitting next to Lois, married for 64 years, just talking about how, listen, I'm stuck doing it. I got to keep doing it. And the only reason it's all working is because I'm doing things I don't want to.
Yeah, Melvin, blink twice if we need to save you.
Melvin, you are a hero, and I love you so very much. And that's my great news.
We had a very, very strange argument last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were in a meeting And how did it come up about hands being soft?
Well, we had talked about which one of us on staff does the least manual labor.
Okay.
And we figured out that Omar did the most. But as far as who does the least, we couldn't really come to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But during it, Dave wanted to prove it by saying, I have the softest hands.
Which is a strange brag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very proud.
And at the time, I didn't react. I sort of just let him say it. But then it just ruminated inside me, and I had to sit with it and live with it. I couldn't fall asleep because I felt I had the softest hands.
Uh-huh.
And so I sort of asked him to start this competition with me for softest hands. We were going to call it the Soft Off.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, here we are to crown me softest hands on
the show. Well, I mean, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Karina.
Yeah.
The head of HR, who's here. She's going to be blindfolded.
Yeah. This was the way we figured we would keep this on, you know, on the level.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because this competition is very important.
Yes.
So we have to treat it that way.
This is bragging rights for the whole year until 2021. Yeah.
Karina, I must say I was shocked at how willing you were to be involved with this. I literally said we need someone from the outside, someone that will be fair. What about Karina from HR? She immediately tweeted.
That's a dumb idea. Yeah. She'll never do it.
Immediately tweeted, I'm in. So I thought, okay, this is great. What is your history with soft hands?
You know, I like them.
Yeah. Okay.
My mother has soft hands.
Uh-huh. Okay. Lots of chicks. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So usually women.
Usually women.
So, I can say I have shaken both Dave and Jensen's hands.
Yes.
And I don't particularly remember.
You don't? Because according to Dave, people comment that his hands are what?
They're pillows.
That's what he's heard. People actually say that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see.
I'm surprised.
I mean, if his hands were pillows, I assume she would remember that.
Yeah. Well, this is a bummer for me, because when I shake hands normally, gold sort of shoots up from them.
Oh, it does.
Into the air, like the Pulp Fiction briefcase.
Wow.
So I'm bummed a little.
Well, this will not shock anybody, but we did a Twitter poll, and we have the final results.
Okay. This is people guessing who's going to win?
Yeah.
Over 500 votes.
Shockingly, Jensen ran away with it. 52.3%.
Is that what you want?
I mean, I want the title, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have Jensen compete, Dave compete, Beer Mug compete, and Omar compete. So we need rings off, you guys. Rings off. We need all of your sweatshirts pulled up so we get equal amounts of hair. But the soft off is going to be the palms, correct?
Yes.
So still the amount of hair.
So equal amounts of hair.
Right.
All right.
It's time for the soft off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Ready for the soft off?
Soft off.
Looking for super soft hands. Not hard at all. Just super, super, super soft.
Soft off.
Come and rub my hands. They're super soft.
Okay.
Not rough, just super soft.
Karina's not aware that we're on the air right now. She's just reaching around for hands.
She did
put the blindfold on.
She did put the blindfold on.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. You don't need it on just yet.
I thought we were doing it.
No, we are. When you were during
you
that
guys
song,
just let me.
During that song, you were reaching out trying to find anyone's hands.
I thought she was in character. I was like, wow, she's really committed.
I thought we were doing it already.
Not over the theme song.
Are we ready to start?
We're
soft
ready.
Off?
Yes,
okay,
so
we aren't going to tell you whose hand, order, obviously, right. The order. So let's put your blindfold on.
Okay.
All right.
That would have.
The blindfold is on.
That person is going to walk up to you. Contestant number one, just reach on out to Karina's hands.
Karina, turn to your right a little bit.
Okay. There you go. What are you feeling, Karina?
They're not particularly soft.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I don't know. They're okay as hands go.
A little bit rough, maybe?
A little rough.
A little rough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Contestant number two,
walk on up to Karina. Go ahead and put your hands out, Karina. All right. Put your hands right under. What about these?
Oh, these are soft.
Hands? Yes.
These are nice.
These are nice. Okay. Very different from the first hand.
Different, yes.
Okay.
So
far, contestant two in the lead with the soft off, right? All right, let's go to contestant number three.
Oh, these are rough.
Rough?
These are rough?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
These are not so soft.
Really?
These have done some hard work in their life.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
These have done some hard... I'm taking notes, by the way. Okay, contestant number four.
No, your hands.
Oh, dear.
I did say if anyone put anything other than a hand in my... Yeah, they'd get fired. These are kind of rough, too.
Okay.
Now I'm wondering who... Wow.
Okay, so...
These aren't as soft, yeah.
They aren't as soft as you thought. You thought it would be maybe two people with the softest
hands. Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. Do we put it to two people now? Ultimate soft-off? Because you said number two had some... these are nice, you said.
Yeah, I don't think I could pick a second.
A second
Can't
one?
Even pick a second.
No.
I feel like the first one you said they're not soft.
Yeah.
But were they as hard as number three and four?
No.
No. Okay, so maybe numbers one and two are now going to be the ultimate soft off.
Okay.
Do we
so
come
are
back
we doing
for that?
Now? Well, we'll take a break.
Okay.
We're going to make Karina wear the blindfold for the whole time.
No.
And we're putting other things in your hand, Karina.
No.
And we'll be right back with the soft off. We are in the middle of maybe the most important competition the world has ever seen.
I mean, this is bigger than the Olympics, bigger
right?
than the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl.
It's
going
to get to the point where legally we're not allowed to say soft off because someone's
right.
going to own it.
It'll become
right?
the hand contest.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's the soft off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Ready for the soft off?
Like Omar's trying to buy a vote with that, you know?
Yeah.
I will say that on Twitter, Rachel L., who's one of our favorite listeners, wrote, this soft off is incredibly stupid.
That's true.
But I'm also very invested in the outcome.
Thank you, Rachel. Understandable.
It is a strange thing to brag over.
Yeah.
But Dave and Jensen have been going back at each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to take over here,
Allie? Yeah, well, they've been out of control mm-hmm. with who has the softer hands. So, obviously, this competition is mostly between them.
Mm-hmm.
But we had Omar, who does the most manual labor on the show, who we said, there's no way you'll even be in it, but just be in here. And then Beer Mug, who we thought, okay.
Dark horse, though.
You know, dark horse,
who
whatever.
Knows?
So, we blindfolded Karina, our mm-hmm. head of HR, and we started the soft off last segment. So, she didn't know who was number one. Mm-hmm. You said not particularly soft, but... kind of soft, a little soft. Little did we know that this person would be in the finals. That person? Omar!
Yeah! We were all positive that you would not have wow. anything to do with this because...
You know why? Because I don't want to win the soft off.
That should be your attitude. But you're in the finals. Congratulations.
I know. Yay!
As for...
Which means, just so it's out there,
yes,
which means
one of you
that
lost.
One of the two
lost.
Who repeatedly talked about how soft their hands
yes.
were is no longer in the contest.
Correct.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm going to skip number two, skip number three.
Mm-hmm.
Because we bookended this thinking these two will have the roughest hands. This person, you said, oh, these are rough. These mm-hmm. are rough. And then it was kind of you threw this hand away. But that was Muggs.
Right.
So, Muggs, you are not a finalist in the soft off.
Because I'm a mother effing man. You know what I'm saying, man?
All right.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Happy we let him with the mic there.
That's some strange aggression.
Yep.
Here's the person that made the best impression.
Mm-hmm.
You said, and I quote, oh, these are nice. Very soft.
Mm-hmm.
That person, the other finalist in the soft off, Jensen Karp.
Ah. Just so you know, that means I ran away with it.
Yes,
because one wasn't even close to where
on.
I was.
Here's my favorite part
cloud
of the soft
hands.
Off.
Cloud hands doesn't even exist.
When she touched the man who said people stop him on the street and say, your hands are like pillows, this is what Karina had to say about Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are rough. These have done some hard work.
Hard work.
Well, then you know she's a liar.
No.
So
sure.
this judge is tainted.
If I was listening on the radio, I would think, oh, well, those were Omar's hands.
Yes,
right away.
Clearly.
That's what you thought.
She's
right?
the head of HR. Don't say tainted.
Oh, sorry. Right. Okay, track that. Yeah.
So Dave, Mr. My Hands Are Pillows,
yeah,
had
no.
the hardest hands to you. You said they've done some hard work.
That's how it felt.
Mm.
You know
Dave.
What? Just call me Lamar Jackson. Because I had a great season, but I blew
you
it.
Blew it in the finals.
I blew it in the finals.
All right.
Yeah.
So now the soft off, it's really not even a soft off.
I mean, she did. It was almost like her whole life changed.
Oh, but let's go ahead and bring up Omar.
All right.
And,
we'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, they're. I mean, I feel like Dave's are definitely rougher.
Wow. And this is the only dude on our staff that actually does manual.
Yeah, that's why I expected that to be Omar.
Omar also, takes imagine, very good hits. Imagine the pillows that Dave sleeps on. They must be like made of sandpaper.
All right, here and he let's comes. Bring it in, old softy.
The champ.
Softer. Yeah.
These are nice.
What's his name?
I'm telling you, it's the first time I've ever been celebrated for never holding a hammer.
So what we're saying is, Jensen has the softest hands.
I do.
Ran away with that.
I do, and I feel good about questioning Dave when he brought it up. I feel like this was my championship to take home.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone in my life who never made me do anything. I want to thank my own masculinity for feeling okay to have soft hands. And I want to thank the Kevin in the Morning Show with Ali and Jensen.
And let's thank, really, the head of HR, Karina.
That's right, Karina.
Who was in here.
Well
and,
done.
I mean, great job.
Not a problem.
Great job.
Thank you for having me.
Soft up, soft up, soft up, soft up.
It's a soft up, baby.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is 7:53.
Can you
Jensen,
please call me Soft King?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I asked you during the break to please call me Soft King, and now
Soft King.
You've already forgotten.
Yeah.
I'll create another shot clock for every time you say Jensen at this point. I am a champion, as you know.
Yeah,
sure.
Heart of a champion, hands of a baby.
Okay. Soft I mean.
That's me.
I mean.
But is, okay.
Who saw that coming, though, that Karina, the head of PR, would say about
HR.
Dave's hand? Oh, did I say PR?
Yeah.
Well, it's hand PR today. Yeah. But the head of HR would say about Dave's hand, a guy that told us when people shake his hand, they remark that his hands are like pillows, that he had hard hands, and those hands have done hard work.
Yeah,
that's just...
I mean...
Who's done less work than him?
Well,
Jensen?
This one right here.
Yeah.
This guy.
Old softy king over there.
Real toughy.
Nope.
Oh, right. Real softy.
The opposite.
All right.
Guys, we make a lot of fun of Gwyneth Paltrow and her company Goop.
Yes, and we should.
But you gotta hand it to her. She says...
See, she's continuing the theme. You gotta hand it to her.
Soft
nice. Hands. Yeah, see? She says, hey, stick this jade egg up your hoo-ha, and things are gonna be better in your life. And women are like, no problem.
She is sort of the new Oprah.
Essentially,
but
yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
But we make fun of her.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
And nobody made fun of Oprah for things.
Because it's... Oprah didn't say put an egg in your
hoo-ha.
Vagina.
Yeah. It's odd to me how so many people will follow what she does, sells out whenever she does a tour or anything where people can come and listen to different healers and that type of thing. But over the weekend... there was a very unique candle available in her Goop online shop. A candle with a pretty unconventional scent. The name of the candle? This smells like my vagina.
Wait, that's the name of it?
No.
All those
words?
The name
of the candle. Here's the thing. Here's how the candle came to be. It started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and Gwyneth Paltrow. He was working on a fragrance and she blurted out, this smells like a vagina. And then it evolved into a, quote, funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent that turned out to be the perfect candle. Here's the scent notes.
I want to smell it.
Geranium, citrusy bergamot, cedar, and it's... it's cedar absolutes juxtaposed.
Juxtaposed.
That's
yeah.
weird. With damask rose and ambrette seed. I don't know what
this
any of this
is like.
Means.
People using words to describe wine when they really don't know what they're
that
talking about.
That was all
about.
Made up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think we would all, if it was in front of us, would say, "I would like to smell that." Figure out what it smells like. However, they are currently sold out.
So
there
dumb.
Is a wait list now, and they expect to be restocked. How much would you pay for a candle called This Smells Like My Vagina? How much would you pay for that candle?
I would never pay for it.
$5 million?
They'd have to pay me. Gwyneth Paltrow has too much time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, people have too much money because that candle, that again, is sold out... cost $75
for a candle.
$75, you guys.
I don't even think I've ever spent more than, you know, like a Rite Aid amount on a candle. I really don't.
And a Rite Aid, it's like a dollar store.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, $75.
That's insanity.
Sold out, you guys. Goop. Plus, I don't want to buy anything on the Goop online shop that has the word vagina in it.
Agreed.
There's so many things.
If you ever, I'm going to look up something I don't want to know the answer to, but the Goop net worth, like how much Goop is worth.
Oh, as a company?
Yeah, I just found it.
If she sold it, it would go for this much?
Yes.
What is it?
Should we guess?
This was in 2018, so it's got to be worth more than almost.
I would say $200
million. Kevin?
$100 million.
Allie gets very close. $250 million.
That's insane.
And that was in 2018.
She does laughable stuff. Everybody makes fun of it, and it's worth $250
million. And sells everything out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
We are a crazy people.
Stupid.
Is all I'm saying. Well, this was news over the weekend that shocked a lot of people. Justin Chambers, who's an original Grey's Anatomy cast member and a fan favorite, is leaving the hit medical drama now in its 16th season on ABC. That was the shocking part to me. 16
seasons. Yeah, I can't believe it's still on.
He has been on for the past 15 years, and he said, "For some time now, I've hoped to diversify my acting roles and career choices, and as I turn 50 and am blessed with my remarkable, supportive wife and five wonderful children, now is the time." Shocked people that he would
leave. Had five kids?
Yes, that's shocking too. But apparently, he's not in the upcoming season. He has shot his last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So something's up.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Who's still on the show? Is there anyone I know?
Like, Ellen Pompeo.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about McDreamy, McSteamy?
No. Both of those guys. You didn't know they were two different people.
I thought I was trying to guess the one name.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
Those are actually two different
two
characters.
Different, right.
Yeah.
All right.
One very dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Both are dead?
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. Destiny, why don't you walk on up to
Destiny,
the mic?
Destiny, do you watch it because it's on?
Do you watch it?
I do.
And not because it's on, but because you choose to.
No, I do choose to watch it.
You've been through it? You watch even the last
season?
Yeah,
I even restarted it and I went through
it. Restarted it?
Yeah. Now, I know that Patrick Dempsey's character, McDreamy, died in a car accident, right? What did McSteamy die from?
I don't remember what he died from, but he did die. It was around like a plane crash episode.
Oh.
So, wow. So we were saying, who has time to watch the series? She restarted it.
She's got a lot of time. She also, we've made fun of her because she has said, oh, I watched it because it was on. And she apparently loses all function of her legs and has no remote. But this you actively chose.
Yes, I did.
Okay. I respect it, Destiny. Right.
His real name was Mark Sloan.
Yes.
Yeah, he died in the...
Take it easy.
She just jumped up. He and Lexi sustained fatal injuries during an aviation accident in the 8th season finale.
I like that they sustained fatal injuries. Yeah, that's quite the injury where you're dead. That's quite a way of describing it.
If I had the pool as to how to guess McSteamy died, I did not have aviation injuries.
Yeah. And Lexi went with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Were they in love?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine then. Right? Like, you go together.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Sure.
Yeah, I did watch the episode where McDreamy died because he was on a motorcycle, right? And he got in an accident or...
No, he was driving... And he was trying to save somebody else.
And then somebody came and hit him.
That's sad.
It was sad because he was
You watched only that episode?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Because it was the one where he was going to die and I loved Patrick Dempsey. And I wanted to watch that. Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot believe how long it's been on.
Yeah.
Is there any ending in sight? Or
No. Are people going to stop going to hospitals, Jensen?
Right.
Good point.
No.
That's a good point.
Is Destiny going to get up and change the channel?
No.
Absolutely not.
She doesn't have a remote control. Hasn't had one in years. It's whatever's on.
Would you look at the clock?
Oh, all right. Mad guy.
Wow.
You lose a sock.
My hands
are
soft.
And all of a sudden you're looking at a clock.
Man, that sounded like a guy with hard hands.
Right? Everything about that was hard.
That was macho.
Soup's macho. Happy birthday, Patrick Dempsey, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Orlando Bloom, Liam Hemsworth, and Shonda Rhimes. What else do you guys want to talk about?
I mean, imagine a guy is like, my hands feel like pillows. People have said it to me.
So bummed.
Then he shows up, and the woman, she repulsively backed off. She was like,
I saw her gag.
She did.
Yeah.
These hands are gross.
She threw up a little bit in her mouth.
She wrote him up. HR. That's what's happening.
Try a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, listen, I'm
clapping for myself.
Very
but
natural.
I haven't been questioning you at all. You've been great.
Very natural.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Not used to that. All right. Listen, we've done this topic before. We could probably do it every week. I don't know what it is about Ambien that people do the most bizarre crap and they don't even know it.
I'm surprised the drug is legal.
Same.
Like, it seems...
There's so many of these stories.
It's wild.
My story from way back was I was going to take a nap, and I took my Ambien, and I was like, you know what I need? Ice cream. And I got some ice cream, strawberry ice cream, and fell asleep at some point, and I woke up, and there was strawberry ice cream covering all of the walls and the ceiling.
How does all the strawberry ice cream get on walls?
And I stopped taking it immediately because I was like, seriously, what must have happened?
Yeah.
I would pay any amount of money to have video of that.
So would I.
Do you remember how much you took?
I don't. I don't.
Here's my question, though. Were you doing what some people do when they say, I'm fighting the Ambien?
No.
Because they know
I really wanted to nap.
You really wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
So what is, I've never taken Ambien. What is the time frame before when you take it to when you need to be asleep?
For the record, they did have quick release now, which I think sounds even worse. But back in the day, it was, I mean, I think when I took it, it would feel like 20, 30 minutes, 20 minutes.
And then you were asleep.
But, well, I don't know.
20 to 30 minutes.
Feeling, goofy, and then maybe asleep within 30,
Okay.
But what must have happened?
I don't remember?
I think I know what happened.
Okay,
yes.
Mugs.
You went to go take your regular dose, and the pill bottle was by the ice cream container.
Yes.
And the whole entire pill bottle spilled into the ice cream.
Or he just ate the pills like ice cream. Just like with a spoon.
Just thinking it was ice cream?
Thinking it was ice cream.
What a waste of perfectly good ice cream.
Right.
That is a
We're
going to
take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 what happened to you on Ambien? Jensen, I have not heard your story.
Yeah, I am not a drug user at all. But when I used to work at the WWE, I was a writer on their Monday Night Raw show in 2006. And the way they set up that job, you end up flying out of a show on this like Vince McMahon private jet at like 11 or midnight, and then you fly back to New York, wherever you are, and then you're asleep, and then back up at 10 a.m. It was a nightmare. The schedule was three shows a week. I couldn't catch any sleep. And so I started taking Ambien because a doctor had suggested to me. So I took one, and I was like, that, I went to sleep. You know, but being
it's
in this,
a miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle. But being in a job for 6-7 months, I started to want to go to sleep faster. So I took two. And I'd be like, okay. And I started to gain a little bit of like antibodies towards it. So I was like, okay, two is better. Now I'm falling asleep very quick. And then I remember taking two and then being like, oh, that's not, this isn't working at
all. This is how drugs all work.
I know.
Stop working if you get used to them.
Yeah. And then I took a third.
Oh my gosh.
And then I started to get super weird. I remember like the normal stories you hear. I see a pirate in my room. I was supposed to write like a thing for John Cena, look down at my computer and it says like he brings out a chainsaw, which is like not something you could do in wrestling. Like things started to get out of hand. Yeah. I wasn't in control of myself all the time. And then in around 6-7 months when I ended up quitting the job, the reason I did is because I took Ambien as I was doing and became somewhat addicted to it in that way. And then opened my eyes and was in a Target.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, what? You were at home.
I wasn't. I was at a, they put you in a hotel.
Hotel. Okay.
They put you in a hotel.
Okay, hotel.
Yeah, it was not living in the Target. I was living in a hotel while this period of getting ready for WWE, 6 months or whatever. And I just was like, I'm in a Target. Didn't know how I got
how
there. Didn't know
how far it was from the hotel, anything.
Well, I did because I'd been to the Target. So I knew what Target I was in.
That's
did
a good question.
Well,
did
I was fearful that I drove. That was my biggest concern. Yeah.
So which does happen.
I know, but
which is crazy.
I didn't want to think I did that.
Right.
So I immediately called the hotel and I said, hi, I'm Jensen Karp's brother, which does not exist. And I had been living there 6 months, so they knew me very well. And they go, oh, yeah, we just drove him to the Target. He used the shuttle. And I said, great.
So
I knew,
good news.
I knew I didn't drive. So then I said, okay, cool. Was trying to find him. And then I just took a taxi home and I quit that week. And I knew I was in trouble. And then I haven't touched it since.
So you don't have any memory of going down to the staff, getting on a shuttle, nothing.
Nothing. Completely
woke up
at
a Target.
Yeah, like got out of the phase. I was just like, huh? And had nothing in a cart or anything.
How terrifying that must have been.
Yeah, it was so scary. And my brother, quote unquote, asked how long I had been there. And they were like, I don't know, 40 minutes? 40 minutes about? And I was like,
you're lucky it wasn't like 4 hours.
I know. I could have easily been in that trance. And I stopped. I said, I told, because I couldn't keep sleep. So there was no way out of this. And I came home and got my therapist involved and everyone just kept me off it. And I've never taken it since.
Oh, Jensen, I think your problem started when you were on the Vince McMahon private jet and you were chopping up the Ambien
right
the
in front of him, talking about how tough I was.
Yeah.
That was a big problem. but yeah, I'm happy to not take it anymore.
So 1-800-520-1067. What happened to you on Ambien and what is it about Ambien that does that? also erases, like, you're, you have to be semi with it to walk down, tell them you want to go to Target. You don't remember any of that.
No, I don't remember. I mean, I remember during those days of being on, like, phone calls, waking up the next day and being like, nope. Don't remember any of those
phone calls. That's insanity. Mm-mm.
But you do remember seeing Kevin in the ice cream aisle in Target.
Well, right? I mean, obviously, he was downing pills by the bottle.
Let's go to Tony in Fullerton real quick. We'll take one before the break. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. What happened to you on Ambien?
Well, I was feeling sick at my stomach. I couldn't sleep, so I said I might as well just take one of these pills. Maybe I'll just go to sleep and the pain will go away. Well, it just kind of dozed me off, and throughout the night, I kept getting up and popping more of those pills.
Oh.
Next thing you know, I blacked out for 4 days. They told me I was walking around the house in my PJs and a robe, smoking cigarettes, and they couldn't understand what I said to them. And it was just, I'd go to the front door, smoke outside, come back inside. They didn't. I don't remember a goddamn thing.
You don't remember anything from that
anything.
Whole?
Four days. My
Tony.
My girl came to see me a couple of times. She was like, well, you know, I was this,
Tony, yeah, did I, you, and, you know, smoke the, cigarettes before then?
Wouldn't that be funny if you didn't?
No, yeah, I did.
Okay, exactly. Crazy. He's like, just went and bought smoke. Okay.
Just decided to start smoking.
And do you, wow. Tony, did you stop taking it then?
Yeah, I don't take that. I don't play with that no more.
All right, thank you, Tony. Proud of you.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. What happened to you on Ambien? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Just ahead of Tool. I thought we were going to take a call here. Just ahead of Tool.
We'll take a call and pause Tool. Nope.
We're going to play Tool now.
What's the fastest you've ever talked waiting for Tool? Let's go to John.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
John, you hold on.
You hold on.
Joe, Mary, Calvin, everybody else hold on, and we'll get to you right after Tool on K-Rock. And let's take some phone calls on Ambien. That's a strange-ass drug, man.
Your nightmares, yeah.
John from Orange. Good morning, John.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
No,
well done.
It's fine.
Do we change the clock for him?
No. Have to work on the show.
All right, John, what's going on?
Hey, I was on a flight from LAX to London, so I took an Ambien like an hour into the flight, and I knocked out, and then I got woken up by some knocking on the door, and woke up, and I guess I was in the restroom of the airplane, and I was getting woken up by the stewardess, I guess. That's what they're called. Knocking, asking if I was okay, because I was in there for like an hour and a half.
Oh, the other passengers must have been so angry.
Imagine John on Ambien, though, because we're listening to sober
right,
John.
Right,
so it's got to be rough.
I was on the, what do they call it, a toilet? And they knocked on the, what is it called, the door?
The woman,
you okay, John?
The woman who walks the plane? She walks it?
Let's move on. Thank you, John, for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mary in Long Beach. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
You took Ambien, and what happened?
Okay, so I took Ambien, I was, you know, ready to go to sleep. So about 20 minutes in, I decide it was a good idea to have a glass of wine and a cigarette. Mm-hmm. So I go outside and smoke a cigarette, and when I lit it, I tossed over into the bushes.
You fell in the bushes?
I fell in the bushes, spilled wine all over myself, had whole cigarette burns all over my robe.
Oh.
So I roll off of out of the bushes. And we had these, you know, camping chairs outside, you know, and they were weathered, you know. So I sat in the chair and fell through the chair, and I was stuck with, like, my legs up, like, over the chair. And I couldn't get out, and I was stuck in the chair. And, like, I called my mom, I guess, and she was like, where are you? I was like, I'm outside, and I'm stuck, and I can't get out. So she comes in, and she comes out, and she, like, tips over the chair. And gets me out, and she told me what happened in the morning because I didn't even remember.
That's a little scary.
It's like a Three Stooges episode.
And I'm like, a cigarette and wine on Ambien? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Mary, you're a party.
Like, yeah.
You're a party and a person. Thank you, Mary, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Joe in Los Angeles. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Talking about Ambien. What happened?
I'm surprised this topic is taken so long to come up because I've heard so many great stories myself. But I was doing seminars. It was kind of like Jensen. I was traveling all over the place, like he was with the WWE. I was doing six different cities.
Ooh.
I was on my last city. I was in Seattle. I had flown from Minneapolis to Hawaii and then back to Seattle. And so Ambien had become my friend to get me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess apparently I'd taken one, fell asleep. The next morning they canceled my workshop, and I talked to my handler, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and then it all came rushing back to me. Apparently, at that time I slept in the nude. And apparently I had wandered from my hotel room thinking I was in the condo that I was in Minneapolis.
Sure.
I was found naked at the ice machine trying to get beers out of the ice machine. large black security guard came up and asked me where my room was. Of course, I didn't have my room key on me,
sure.
So I didn't have anything on me. And he escorted me back to my room, apparently. And yeah, when they canceled the workshop the next day, it all came back to me. But I was standing in the sixth floor ice machine in the Hilton in Seattle, buck ass naked, trying to work the ice machine as a fridge.
Good times.
I mean, it was cold. Wow. Yeah.
Good times.
Wow. So you no longer take Ambien or sleep in the nude?
I have never taken Ambien since, yeah.
Good.
You still sleeping naked?
I never sleep naked either. Yeah, I don't sleep naked anymore either.
Okay.
All right.
Good, Joe.
You're making some good choices now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Joe, we appreciate that. Let's go to Cole in Santa Fe Springs. Good morning.
Hi. So this is not an Ambien story for me, but while I was in the Navy, there was a guy that took Ambien, and we found him on the flight deck of our aircraft carrier.
Like, not in a good way. Like, not in a Top Gun Iceman way. Like, he was just laying out there?
He was laying on the ground, chilling.
And by the way, that's not our only call that says that the armed forces gave it to someone. Like, other people...
No. He wasn't prescribed it.
Oh, he just got it, like, because it was cool.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
And mind you, this is Norfolk, Virginia in January.
Mm-hmm. Kind of
chilly. So it was 11 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And he was in his underwear. So
nice.
He ended up having hypothermia. But
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was good. But
he's good. He's good now.
He made it
no longer as a penis head. Cut it off.
He made it out.
All right. Thank you for the call. This is crazy. Let's take one more. Let's make it Maria in San Pedro. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. I drove around my block, my neighborhood. I did not know it. In my car, naked.
Ambien gets you naked, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we're learning.
You find yourself getting comfortable.
Well, To be fair,
yes.
I sleep in the nude usually, mm-hmm. and the way I found out was I was I was looking at my mileage app for tax purposes, and I found a drive in the middle of the night, and I could not, and I'm like, oh my God, I never took it again.
I mean,
oh my God.
I guess the thing we've learned
driving
is...
Driving around my neighborhood.
Yeah, don't take Ambien, but also, like, don't sleep nude.
Oh, no, I don't think we want to discourage that.
Oh, okay, never
mind. Yeah, no, that's not what we're saying at all.
Sleep nude is what we're learning.
Keep sleeping nude, Maria. You did the right thing.
Why do you care for me when we all fall asleep? Where do we go?
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Carol QFM. K-Rock.
Scared the crap out of me.
How'd that go?
Really well. I think it went really well.
Like the softest ending ever to a song,
mm-hmm.
and then that.
It's K-Rock, everybody. You want to get your tragus pierced?
It's that thing again where we have crazy aggressive drops.
At least Kevin did the correct response. He threw his arms up and nearly took his headphones off. You were terrified.
That was painful. That was really painful. Plus, I had my headphones up too loud, so wow.
Oh.
Ever snorted Mountain Dew? Welcome to K-Rock.
That was a lot.
It was too much, some would say.
Some would say.
I would say.
You know what? We're going to reward you for having to hear that, because I'm going to tell you about Sci-Fi giving a straight-to-series order to Chucky. You guys, Chucky is getting his own TV series.
Go on.
He's that doll that kills
Yay!
People.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, tell your friends, because there should be more kids that are thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to follow the murderous exploits of the red-haired doll possessed by the spirit of a serial killer. The show will be created by Don Mancini, who wrote the film franchise.
See, that's what matters to me. Like, if the guy who wrote it is doing it, I'm in.
He's also writing the adaptation, directing the first episode, and he'll serve as showrunner. So this has Don Mancini's stamp all over it. In this rebooted version of Chucky's story, a small town is terrorized by a string of murders following the appearance of a vintage Chucky doll at a yard sale. Are we going to find out Chucky's untold origins?
Sure hope so.
I believe.
Sure hope so, he said. Sure hope so. Back to you.
Back to you, Allie.
Stop laughing.
Sure hope so. I was like, okay, bud. He's definitely hoping more than I thought he would. Sure hope so. Okay. All right, man.
Take it easy.
What was the one that you said? It had to be a moment with when you said words that none of us knew what you said. And then, but you said that you had like a chiclet in your mouth. Chicle, or? Yeah.
It was a cough drop, I think.
Yeah, cough drop.
We don't know that we
got to find that.
I don't know that we have to.
Best case scenario, Destiny. Right.
Shut up, Destiny.
Destiny comes through again.
Do we have it? I sure hope so.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Like my search history, see like, you know, creepy mannequin like Ricky and be like, what's happening here? What's wrong with her?
That's best case scenario for you.
What?
Best case scenario for you. What just happened? Sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Okay, Omar, if you're listening right now, we need a mashup of best case scenario and
whatever
sure
just happened.
So. Mm-hmm. That's going to delight everybody.
This is great.
All right. Earlier in the show, we told you about the Oscars and all of the nominations, but we didn't talk about maybe some of the snubs, people are saying. The Farewell. People are saying that movie was snubbed, which that movie was a damn delight. I gotta say that. Uncut Gems.
Bummer.
Nothing.
That movie rules. Yeah. Great acting, great directing, great writing. Should have been up for something.
Another movie that had all that as well, Dolomite Is My Name.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
But Adam Sandler, I would have liked to see get nominated. He was really good, and it would have been a nice thing for his whole career. He's great.
But he wouldn't have been able to tweet what he tweeted.
Yeah, he did tweet, bad news for the Sandman, not nominated. Good news, Sandman doesn't have to wear suits anymore. Which, he can go back to dressing like a house painter or whatever he does.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez, not nominated for Hustlers.
That's right.
Greta Gerwig, not nominated as the director of Little Women. Which,
yeah, that's absurd.
My gosh, what is happening? Lupita, not nominated for Us.
Yeah, Us is one of those movies that I think was released too early.
It seems like 5 years ago.
Yeah, because it's not coming up in anyone's discussions. And I think if it came out during award season, you would have had a lot more buzz on it.
And I'm just going to say this. Listen, Rami Malek won an Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody, which I've made no secret.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was awful.
Yeah.
I thought he was fine. You're not singing. You're just acting with big teeth.
Right.
Then you've got
I think the big teeth bothered you more than anything.
Everything about that movie bothered me.
Okay.
Then you've got Taron Egerton that literally sang every Elton John song in Rocket Man and acted his ass off.
Yeah.
Nothing?
No nomination.
But he wears a pair of big old teeth and he's like, wah, 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 win him Oscars. Come on, Academy. You blow. So those are some of the
nominations.
The bummers.
Yep.
For
some of the snubs, baby.
Some of the and Beyonce with Lion King song wasn't even up. I mean, it's like they don't even care about me.
But I am.
They didn't ask you.
No,
I am thrilled. Parasite up for Best Picture.
Yes, that's awesome.
Which is great news.
Yes,
because that is one of those ones that would have got the snub and people would have been furious about. But foreign film and Best Picture,
worried it would be foreign film.
I know.
Only,
but it'll win both. I hope.
Yeah.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will return to host the Golden Globes next year on NBC in 2021.
Does it seem like they announced this way, way, way early?
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted people to forget about Ricky Gervais, probably?
I don't know.
Because usually you don't find this out until a couple months out.
I think it's a good timing also because the Oscars just announced they have no host. Mm-hmm. So this is like saying, we also have the two best hosts in the world.
Gotcha.
Like, it's a good kind of contradiction to what they do.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So we can look forward to that.
They're always great.
I was going to say, they never miss.
Always great.
Those two are always funny. You never hear anything like, they no laughs, no fail. Perfect.
Or being mean or any of that stuff.
It's like, they're just great.
Perfect, yeah.
They're really good, you guys. Mm-hmm. So in an interview with Britain's Daily Star, dancehall legend Shaggy revealed that he was asked to collaborate with Rihanna on her upcoming reggae-inspired album. But he turned it down.
What?
He explained, quote, "They approached me for Rihanna's project. Yeah, there's a lot of great people involved. But for me, I didn't need to audition to be on that record. I'll leave it to the younger guys." What?
So they must have asked him to cut something and send it to
her. Try out. Yeah, don't
audition. Yeah. Was he like, no, I only do reggae with Sting? Like, what? It's Rihanna. How are you not going to want to be involved in that?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, listen to him.
Okay.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
I mean,
a shoo-in.
That man doesn't have to trial for anything.
Yeah, that was his audition that he sent in to us, or that's Beer Mug, actually interviewing Shaggy and singing it to his face.
I know, whatever joke we come up with for that clip is not as good as the real thing,
no, that's,
which is that he did it for Shaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Maybe Muggs could do it with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thought.
He'll audition.
He'll audition.
Absolutely.
Sure, sure.
That is absolutely a thought. All right, we got Chucky coming back to TV.
Mm-hmm.
What about CBS giving a serious commitment to Clarice, a new drama that takes place a year after the events of The Silence of the Lambs?
Please, I'd rather sit in my bed, like, just staring at a wall.
Okay. Mm. So I'm going to put you down as a maybe.
I think I'd be into that.
Okay. All right. No casting news has been announced.
Yeah, that's important.
But if we're talking any Silence of the Lambs, can we bring back Hannibal?
I really liked it.
It was my favorite. Here's what I did. Jensen, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone had said how great Hannibal was, and I just missed the boat on it when I love all of his shows.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to catch up. You should never binge Hannibal.
No, that's
it is not
super
a
dark.
Show that you binge.
Yeah,
it's a little dark.
But boy, did I watch every single season and binged it.
I would have loved to be around you that week because you were just like dark and angry and thinking blood.
That show, it's to this day one of my favorite shows. And it ended too early. Can we get it back?
I don't think that's it.
No, I think they're doing
I don't think that's a thing.
It's not really, yeah,
mm-mm.
Different.
No.
The guy who wrote Child's Play and the guy you just talked about, Allie?
Uh-huh.
He was a writer on Hannibal.
Was
good tie-in and
really?
A producer, yeah. Yeah.
Don Mancini?
He was.
Did you just have to get Allie's attention?
Well, I think she was doing notes as well.
Oh, okay.
She was like looking for notes, but I was like, you're not going to beat this note, baby. Mr. Research over here. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, good connection.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
I don't like it. Listen, if Brian Fuller was to say, I'm coming back with Hannibal.
In.
I think that would be the greatest move in the history of television.
Of television.
I don't know.
All right.
Do you think Mr. Hardhands in the other room is mad how late it's getting?
Listen, he's probably mad. But next hour, we're going to do a recap of the soft off. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, times have changed. There may be a late entry to a intercom-wide soft off.
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm just saying, that's what we call a teaser here in the radio biz. If that doesn't get you back, why would it? But honestly, still listen. Some birthdays for you. Shonda Rhimes, Liam Hemsworth, Orlando Bloom, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Patrick Dempsey. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
Congratulations, Robbie Mansfield from Buena Park. Just got access for two wherever we're holding the Coldplay thing Friday. I really am starting to think it's not going to get done, you guys.
I mean, if you want to come see Coldplay perform in a broom closet, we might have the tickets for you.
Might be someplace else. Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying.
I have faith.
We do have Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we don't have sound space.
Yeah, the Coldplay's for sure showing up.
Correct.
It will, the sound space, right.
And Robbie will join us wherever it happens to be.
See you there.
So congratulations. You can win at 9, noon, 3, and 6. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. And there's time for one last What's Happening with Allie.
Guys, I tweeted this out a few days ago, and we have now retweeted it at Kevin Mornings. It is one of the greatest moments.
It's fantastic.
In Family Feud history. And this is Family Feud Canada. If you missed it, it's sudden death now. First one to ring in with the correct answer means that their team is going on for the championship, right?
If they're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you gotta listen to the question and, you know, then hit the buzzer. Don't kind of hear it and then hit the buzzer.
But
and then
wouldn't
all
you guess
sudden,
most are like, well, because it's a time thing, I got to beat the person
do it
across.
Fast.
But you also have to remember, this is the top. Like, this is the majority of people have said this thing.
Yes.
So these answers are usually pretty easy.
Yes.
It's just about speed and using your hand-eye coordination.
Well, I will say what contestant Yves Dubois said was amazingly funny, but it's the dance she did with it, the confidence in her correct answer.
She was so happy.
Then her family's reaction. One family member goes, oh my God! It's wonderful. Check out at Kevin Mornings, but here is just the audio.
Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Here we go.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Jerry.
Spinach was number one.
Yeah, yeah. The answer was spinach. However,
that was awesome. Also, when you see the video, the confident sort of dance that she does as she's saying chicken, it's just so good.
It's worth watching the video at Kevin Mornings again. Here's the thing. Popeye could have come out and said, listen, we're going to give $10,000. That's what she missed out on.
She lost $10,000 by doing that?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Or here's some money to the charity of your choice that you had our name in everybody's mouth, essentially, sure, for the last few days.
So you use it for good.
So instead, they said, hey, here's $10,000 worth of Popeyes for you, Eve Dubois.
What?
They gave her a check for $10,000 worth of Popeyes.
So I'm not sure that's a win. I mean, I like Popeyes a lot, but do I need $10,000 worth?
I mean, couldn't they have said, listen, we're going to give it to the charity of your choice. What charity do you love? That's where this $10,000 is going.
They could have, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is just so weird. Popeyes, it was so easy to do the right thing. But now we're talking about how Popeyes is dumb for doing that. I mean, I'll take the $10,000 worth of Popeyes chicken. Don't get me wrong. I will.
It didn't sound like it.
But they could have done so much better. Oh, chicken!
I love her so much.
God, I love her. It's so good. From the dance to the families. Oh, my God!
They seem so furious, yeah.
Let's hear it one more time.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh, my God!
Show me chicken!
The audience
spinach,
is losing
Jerry.
It. At the end, she runs up to the host and goes, I thought you meant Popeye's chicken.
Oh,
and
really?
He just puts his head on the freaking console. Like, I can't with you, lady.
Question.
Yes.
So spinach was only 53 or something? Or
what
50?
Else did the people
That's what
say?
I'm wondering. What was Popeye's?
It was number one.
Yeah. That was the only one on the board. But it said 53 or 58, something in the 50s.
So what did everyone else say?
I think chicken had to maybe be on there.
Was
two people
like,
or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Popeye's favorite food.
She is so adorable, and I love everything about her. My God. Mm-hmm. And now she's got a ton of Popeye's chicken if you want to go over.
She's got $10,000 worth.
House. Yeah, good times, you guys. If you saw a movie this weekend, you're not alone with all the people like Kevin that saw 1917. That was number one at the box office with $36.5 million.
It was really great.
Followed by really Rise of Skywalker coming in at number two.
Also liked it. I'm the only one.
What?
All right, I liked it, Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
Some people
a
like it.
A lot of people liked Rise of Skywalker.
You're just the only one I want to sit next to on a plane.
Okay, all right.
Number three, Jumanji, Next Level. Number four, Like a Boss. And number five, running at the top five, Just Mercy. Guys, it's off tonight. It won't be on ABC's Jeopardy, the greatest of all time.
Why are they off on Monday?
I think...
Great question.
I think they get more eyes on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't know if when they thought about this, there was going to be football on a Monday night, but not really, because divisionals take place on the weekend.
True.
I don't know. But they're getting a lot of eyes on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday games that they're doing. If you don't know what this is, it's three Jeopardy contestants that are vying for the greatest of all time. Ken Jennings has two wins. James has one win.
And Bubba, some guy named Bubba.
His name is Brad.
None.
His name is Brad.
Durkey. He's good. He shouldn't be there.
First to three wins it. It could all end Tuesday, or it can continue Wednesday and Thursday and then into next week. We just don't know. But here's the thing. They want it to go on as long as possible. Why? Because they're averaging close to 15 million viewers in same-day ratings. That's appointment TV. You are there watching. That rating is counting.
Usually the number one show of the night is 10 or 11, and that's huge.
Yeah.
Number one show of the week, they are besting by 3.6 million viewers. That would be NCIS that clocks in at about 11.3 million.
Wow.
But just for an idea of how well the show is doing, usually big sports championship games do gangbusters numbers. Each episode of The Greatest of All Time has outdrawn the first four games of the 2019 NBA Finals, the first five games of the 2019 World Series, and all but one of ESPN's 17 Monday Night Football telecasts.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
This is bonkers, you guys.
That is crazy.
They also reran them.
They reran them, yeah, apparently on Saturday.
Saturday, I saw that. It was like back to back to back.
Yeah, people didn't know that was going to happen. And yeah, plus I think you can watch them on Hulu as well. But this is crazy. Like, I know how much I love Jeopardy.
Yes, but you didn't know how much everyone would.
No!
Yeah. Do you feel like a person whose, like, favorite club band is now the most famous in the world?
Like, I'm a Jeopardy hipster and I'm bummed about it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, I want everybody to watch Jeopardy.
That's sweet.
Thank you. But I'm a little bummed. I'm not going to lie to you.
You were there before, man. You put in the... You paid your dues.
I was there when I knew Brad had never lost to another human. It was just Watson. But now he's losing to everybody.
That. Brad is not qualified to be on that show.
I will say this. I did not see this coming.
Originally, you had said Brad could win.
But then once I found out it was best of three, I thought, okay, James and the way that he plays the game will then play it to the best of his ability, get the Daily Doubles all in, all that. But no, Brad's getting the Daily Doubles, and he's missing them. Turning to Ken Jennings saying, you're welcome, because he knows it's the only reason that James isn't winning. Guys, it's...
It's crazy.
It's crazy times. It is nuts.
It's crazy around Allie's house this time of the year.
Do you guys get the Sunday scaries?
Like, looking I don't know what towards that means. Monday?
Like, when you're looking towards Monday and then you're riddled with anxiety. Like, you've just had a chill weekend, then, like, Sunday at a certain time, you're like, oh, no.
Absolutely.
No, I don't.
Really?
No. That's weird.
I'd like to give you half of mine.
You guys.
I don't want it.
Too late.
88% of people in the survey have a feeling of anxiety on Sunday when thinking about Monday morning. Is there a specific time, Jensen, that it sets in? Because this is right on for me.
When I put the kid down, so around 6 or 7, I start to just go, oh, now it's all seeping in.
See, for me, it's when I'm thinking, okay, when should I start making my dinner? Okay, I want to watch this show. 4 p.m. for me. I'm like, oh, man.
Because then you have to change your schedule so you can get to bed on time. Yeah,
that's
sense.
When it sits in. And that is what most people said. The Sunday scaries set in at 3:58 p.m. That's very exact.
That is.
Mine's not that exact. Mine's around between 4 and 5. But, wow, Kevin, you love your job so much that you're like, yeah, back at it tomorrow.
It's not a stress thing. Anxiety thing. Mm-hmm. I don't get that. I don't know. Should I have anxiety? Is there something wrong with me?
I would wish that upon no one.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All right, good.
All right, some birthdays for you. Dave, what's going on? We find out that it's Brad Williams' birthday.
Oh, how
about
that?
Is it just because he's smaller than most people? You don't think it equates to a full birthday?
Yeah, what'd you do, Dave? Overlook him?
See?
Oh.
Because?
Because he's easy to overlook. All right.
Okay.
I think he had his baby today, too.
No.
It's in the next day or two. It is in the next day or two, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Brad Williams, Shonda Rhimes, Liam Hemsworth, Orlando Bloom, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Patrick Dempsey. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. You drive home tomorrow morning. Animal stories. You got something expensive and immediately ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeopardy isn't on tonight because of the college national championships. Thanks, Twitter.
I mean, really, we needed that. Wow. We needed that in there, huh?
That was quite an update.
Breaking news.
And more tickets for you to see Coldplay at the HD Radio Soundspace or wherever we end up. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new show.